mother. How come you haven't called me? I could be dead on the floor. I could be dead, and then who would take care of the dogs? Anyway, I met this girl at the deli, and I got her number for you. I know you don't like me doing that, but I did it anyway. Call me back. Love you. Bye-bye.
Receiving a letter saying you've been approved to consolidate your credit cards down to as low as a 1.5% interest rate. This is not a new loan. You've already been approved by a certified nonprofit agency. So if you can please have your statements ready when you call, my number is 1-800-706-6208. Again, my name is Kathy, and you can reach me at 800-706-6208 until 10 tonight. Thanks, and have a great day.
of the both Muhammad and Hebraic tradition contains certain angels fallen from grace. The Muhammadan angels, Harat and Marat, were impatient with sinful man, so the Lord placed them on earth in human form for a time. The temptations were too much for them, and they succumbed and were banished from heaven. They remained on earth and taught man witchcraft and astrology. In Genesis 4:4, the Son of God, angels, lusted after the daughters of man, and 200 of them banded together on Mount Hermon and descended to earth, where they begat giants, demons. Some claim these demons were captured and chained in the bowels of the earth, and God sent the deluge to finish them. Others believe they are still loose in the world. Another story says that some of the angels, through pride, refused to pay honor to Adam, who was wrought in the image of God, and were banished. Much Christian dogma refuses to accept the intermarriage of spirits, angels, and man, but it is often accepted in popular belief. While Hebraic tradition links fallen angels with their demonology, more common Christian belief links them with the very use of